From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish state media report at least 20 Kurdish militants were killed in Turkish airstrikes on northern Iraq early Wednesday. Turkey's F-16 fighter jets targeted members of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, in the mountainous region of Kirkuk near Iraq's border with Turkey, according to the Anadolu News Agency. A two-year-old ceasefire and peace process between Turkey's government and the PKK collapsed in July 2015. Turkish warplanes have been carrying out frequent bombing raids on PKK camps in northern Iraq and in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast. The top U.S. Navy commander vowed Wednesday to continue patrols in the South China Sea. That has angered Beijing. It comes after an international tribunal dismissed China's vast maritime claims. The U.S. Navy will continue to conduct routine and lawful operations around the world, including in the South China Sea. That's according to John Richardson while visiting a Navy base in northern China. The sea has become a stage for the rivalry between the two powers, with Washington in recent months sending Navy vessels close to the islands and outcrops claimed by China, provoking anger in Beijing. Germany's top security official says the country's investigation so far into an attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone. That's the German Interior Minister. He was speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday and said the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police after wounding five with an axe and a knife attack was radicalized. VOA News. Meeting in Cleveland, Ohio Tuesday, the Republican Party formally nominated real estate businessman Donald Trump as its 2016 presidential candidate. Trump's son, Donald Jr., announced a delegate count from the state of New York, putting his father over the required 1,237 votes needed for the nomination.
And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates and another six for John Kasich. Congratulations, Dad! We love you!
Meanwhile, Indiana Governor Michael Pence was also nominated as a Republican vice presidential candidate. Trump will face a presumptive Democratic nominee, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the November 8th general election. Prime Minister Theresa May is making her first overseas trip as Britain's leader Wednesday to meet the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's a key figure in negotiating Britain's exit from the European Union. A week ago, May replaced David Cameron, who resigned in the wake of Britain's decision to leave the 28-nation bloc. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said U.S.-led coalition airstrikes may have killed nearly 60 people in the Islamic State-held villages in northern Syria. The villages are near the IS-held stronghold of Manbij, under siege by U.S.-backed Arab and Kurdish fighters. In London Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with the new British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson.
The current situation on the ground in Syria is dire. Heavy bombing by regime forces in and around Aleppo. There's an escalation of fighting in Deraa. In Aleppo, there's also 300,000 men, women and children besieged, and the sole surviving access route for humanitarian aid has been cut off.
And that is the British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. Europe is a major risk of so-called lone wolf terror attacks. That's according to a Europol statement Wednesday. The statement goes on to say that recent incidents, including Monday's attack on a German train and last week's carnage in Nice, which left 84 people dead, remain a favored tactic by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. In the latest incident, the Islamic State group Tuesday released a video purportedly featuring a 17-year-old migrant who went on an axe rampage on a train in southern Germany, injuring five and two critically. A woman on trial in one of Germany's worst infanticide cases was convicted Wednesday of killing four of her babies and was given a 14-year jail sentence. Andrea Goper, 45, was found to have murdered the four newborns. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.